I'm now joined on the line with concertmaster Annabelle Traves. Annabelle, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thank you for coming on the show.
No, not at all. Thank you for having me.
It's all good. So when I first heard of you and heard that you've worked with people like Deltra Goodman and Bruce Springsteen, I was so impressed, and you're only 21. What was it like working with them?
Absolutely incredible, to be honest, and I think really exciting for me because throughout my years of playing violin, it's been a huge focus on classical, which I love. Since I moved to Sydney, I've just stumbled across these opportunities, and it's just been amazing, so exciting and different, and I've really loved it.
Fabulous. Congratulations, by the way. I mean, you know, some people don't get to work with Bruce Springsteen their whole lives, and you're only 21. Good on
you. Very lucky girl.
Yeah. So you are featured in this year's two Australian Youth Orchestra performances coming up next weekend. So what's your role there?
I've been very lucky this year, actually. I have been chosen to be concertmaster
of fabulous.
The orchestra. That's kind of my role, I guess.
Yeah, sounds great. So, you know, this whole situation of orchestra and stuff like that, it takes a long time to perfect the performances. I mean, you know, it's quite a large performance. How
Absolutely,
long did it take the orchestra to perfect the performance?
The way it works for the Australian Youth Orchestra is we get together for what's called like a couple of seasons a year. So we get together and we work really, really intensively for a week or two, and then perform at the end of those. And the weeks are really quite hard, actually. You know, that they're amazing, but we work really hard all day rehearsing and tutorials and things, and we're always, you know, so excited for the performances at the end of that period. So it does come together amazingly.
Sounds wonderful. So, you know, was there ever a time where you and the rest of the orchestra felt as if you guys wouldn't make it in time or perfect it in time?
Not that I've ever been part of, and I think also it's just not an option. I mean, that's the amazing thing about the orchestra and, you know, the program itself is that we all work so hard for our audition, you know, initially to even get into this orchestra. And so I think when the seasons come around, you know, twice a year, it's kind of, you know, we've been waiting so long for this, and finally, you know, we all get to perform and everything. So nobody's going to waste a minute, I don't think. We all come prepared, and you know, we really work hard during those weeks so that that doesn't happen.
Sounds wonderful. You know, being in the orchestra and being in any situation where you're timed, it's quite stressful, isn't it?
I think, yeah, it is sometimes, but everybody holds it together really well, and we always have the most amazing people supporting us, you know, the most amazing tutors, and the staff at AYO are just absolutely lovely, and not to mention the conductors we get in, so we're always, you know, working with the most amazing people who are taking charge of the rehearsals and everything, and it's fantastic.
Sounds fabulous. And, you know, I've read that you're the conductor this year is Courtney Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're also in these two upcoming performances, Audrey Gunnan is actually coming and performing with you guys.
Yes, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I know, I can imagine. A bit of a cheeky question, though. Was there ever a clash between Audrey or Courtney? Because, you know, like I said, it is quite a stressful situation. Was there ever a clash between them?
Oh, to be honest, we haven't worked together yet. So we're getting together this weekend for our first intensive rehearsal. So that'll be interesting. But to be honest, I don't think there'll be any problem at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never met either of them, but I've researched a lot about them, you know, and they both just sound absolutely incredible in their field and of such a high standard. So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing, you know, what they you know, give and take from the rehearsals and everything and what they both have to add. So it'll be a huge learning experience for all of us, I'm sure. It'll be really good.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
No, thank you so much for having me.